Imagine living your entire existence in secret, hidden away on the moon. This is Xing Yin's reality, daughter of Chang E, the legendary Chinese moon goddess. Her peaceful, if isolated, life in a palace of white stone and mother-of-pearl is filled with music lessons and the gentle company of her mother and their attendant Pinger. But questions linger in the shadows. Why does her mother gaze so longingly at the mortal world each night? Why does such profound sadness haunt her eyes? The truth finally emerges on Xing Yin's 15th birthday when she discovers that her father was Ho Yi, the legendary archer who saved the world by shooting down 9 sunbirds. Years later, when the terrifying celestial empress arrives at their lunar home, Xing Yin learns the full story. Her mother took the elixir of immortality to save them both during childbirth, and the emperor, furious that Chang E, rather than the heroic Ho Yi, became immortal, punished her with eternal exile to the moon. Now that the empress has sensed Xing Yin's growing powers, she can no longer remain hidden. With her identity a dangerous secret, Xing Yin must flee the only home she's ever known. After falling to the mortal world, Xing Yin becomes an attendant at the Golden Lotus Mansion under demanding Lady Mailing, facing sabotage from other servants. Everything changes when she meets Crown Prince Li Wei and boldly requests to join the competition to become his companion. Despite Lady Mailing's fury and the Celestial Empress's disdain, Xing Yin's flute performance wins, though the Empress demotes her to both companion and servant. The prince disregards formalities in private, seeking genuine friendship. Their days include morning lessons in history and herbology, followed by combat training. Xing Yin discovers natural talent for archery, possibly inherited from her father, and challenges Li Wei to a friendly wager. She begins magical training, learning her life force was suppressed since childhood to hide her existence. When she approaches meditation with understanding rather than impatience, her powers flourish, revealing particular strength in air magic. 2 years pass with Xing Yin finding purpose despite missing her mother. Her friendship with Li Wei becomes her most treasured possession. For his birthday, she composes a song in a magical shell. Their bond deepens when Li Wei comforts her after a nightmare, transforming as they share passionate kisses. Despite her joy, guilt troubles her. How could she feel this way about the son of those who imprisoned her mother? Their romance faces its first test when the emperor announces Li Wei's betrothal to Princess Feng Mei of the Phoenix Kingdom. When Li Wei explains the alliance is crucial for their kingdom's survival, she understands but refuses to remain in his service. Heartbroken but determined, Xing Yin joins the Celestial Army under General Zhan Yun with specific terms, freedom to choose her campaigns, and recognition for her achievements. Her goal is to earn the Crimson Lion Talisman, a rare honor granting its bearer a royal favor, which she plans to use to free her mother. In the Celestial Army's Chamber of Lions, Zhang Yan masters deadly traps in mere weeks. Under Captain Wenji, she distinguishes herself by slaying the 9-headed serpent Shang Liu and defending the Eastern Sea Kingdom against hostile merfolk. During these campaigns, she discovers a jade dragon bow that channels the Celestial Emperor's sky fire power. As Zhang Yin's reputation grows, her relationship with Wenji deepens. He reveals plans to leave the army and offers her a life together away from palace politics. Before she can respond, news arrives of Princess Feng Mei's abduction. Though reluctant to aid her rival for Li Wei's affections, Zhang Yin agrees when Li Wei mentions fears of court treachery. Their mission leads to the corrupted Eternal Spring Forest, where they find Feng Mei imprisoned. Following her skydrop tassel's glow, Zhang Yin discovers Lady Hualing holding Li Wei captive. Fighting together, they defeat Lady Hualing, though both are wounded and the relationship remains uncertain. Upon returning to the Celestial Kingdom, Xing Yin reveals her identity as Chang Ye's daughter. The Celestial Empress demands their execution, but Li Wei, Wenzi, and General Zhen Yun defend her service. The Emperor offers a bargain: retrieve pearls from 4 imprisoned dragons to free Chang Ye. Both Wenzi and Li Wei insist on accompanying her. At the dragon's prison, Xingyan vows never to force the dragons against their will and to honor them. They entrust her with their pearls. Before departing, the black dragon delivers devastating news. Her father's grave lies where two rivers meet on a hill covered in white flowers. Her hopes of reunion shattered, she mourns the father she never knew. Then comes the ultimate betrayal. Wenzi's eyes turn silvery gray as he seizes Xingyan. She awakens wearing magic-blocking bracelets. Wenzi reveals himself as the Demon King's second son who infiltrated the Celestial Kingdom as a spy. Though claiming genuine feelings for her, he refuses to return the dragon's pearls, deeming them essential for his people's future. Defying Wenzi's warnings, Xingyan escapes by feigning affection while drugging his wine with star lilies. She retrieves the dragon pearls and flees on the black dragon, haunted by Wenzi's anguished calls. En route to the Celestial Army, she discovers demon soldiers releasing a crimson mind enchantment mist, causing soldiers to attack their comrades. In the Eastern Sea Kingdom, Prince Yangtze reveals the cost. Freeing the dragons requires sacrificing half her life force, energy that might take centuries to regenerate. Despite Li Wei's protests, Xingyan proceeds, letting her blood drip over the pearls while tearing apart her life force. Using the jade dragon bow, she releases the dragons. In gratitude, the long dragon gives her a scale. Should you need us, immerse this in liquid and we will come. When Xingyan presents the empty pearls to the emperor, he accuses her of trickery. As he attacks with skyfire, Li Wei shields her despite his father's threats. General Jian Yin intervenes, reminding the emperor that Xingyan saved the Celestial Army. Seeing countless soldiers bowing in respect, the emperor relents. First Archer Xingyan, in gratitude for your noble service, we will grant your wish. Chang'e is pardoned and free to leave the moon. Xingyan's return to the Pure Light Palace brings an emotional reunion with her mother in Ping'er. She presents the emperor's seal, the key to her mother's freedom, which bathes Chang'e in brilliant light before crumbling to coal, breaking the enchantment that had imprisoned her for years. Though at peace, Xingyan often gazes from palace balconies, thoughts drifting to distant companions. Her heart stirs when Li Wei arrives, having broken his betrothal to Princess Feng Mei, declaring his enduring love. Their reconciliation begins cautiously. With Li Wei, mother and daughter visit the mortal realm and her father's tomb, where Chang'e finally releases decades of grief. As they establish protective wards against disapproving celestials, Xingyan realizes destiny isn't fixed, but woven from choices. On clear evenings, she joins her mother beneath eternal stars. As lanterns illuminate the celestial plane, Xingyan's heart swells with possibility. Her future no longer dictated by ancient secrets, but shaped by her freedom to choose her own path.